Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The daily delight of obedience. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds, Hebrews 10:16. Which motivates you more, what you are commanded to do or what you desire to do? Often, the two are in conflict, but in Christ, God changes all that. Obeying God's laws is no longer a chore to be endured, rather, it becomes your daily delight. Ambitions and appetites change when the King rules the human heart, as John Henry Jowett explains. Walk with John Henry Jowett, an English pastor who served on both sides of the Atlantic in the late 1800s to 1900s. Everything depends on where we carry the law of the Lord. If it rests only in the memory, any little care may snatch it away. A thought is never secure until it has passed from the mind into the heart and has become a desire, an aspiration, a passion. When God's law is taken into the heart, it is no longer merely remembered, it is loved. The strength of the heart is wrapped about it, and no passing bother can carry it away. And this is where the Lord is willing to put His laws. He wants to put them among our loves. And the wonderful thing is this, when laws are put among loves, they change their form, and His statutes become our songs. Laws that are loved are no longer dreadful policemen, but compassionate friends. And so shall it be unto all of us when we love the law of the Lord. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 18.
Hebrews 10. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. Otherwise, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshipers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God." First He said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law." Then He said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, He says, "This is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." Then He adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary.
Here are some words to sweeten your taste for God's word. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous, sweeter than honey from the comb. Psalm 19:7-10. God's word, it tastes good, and it is good for you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.